Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
I'm Lisa Davis. My fabulous co-host Andrea is off today. And today we're going to be talking about how health and wellness relate to success with the fantastic Anthony Zolezzi. He's a serial entrepreneur who plays a leading role in advising corporations on ways to innovate with their existing strengths, given the expectations of today's socially conscious culture while increasing profitability and uncovering new innovations. How exciting! Hello, Anthony.
Hey, hello, Lisa. Boy, that's awfully long, though. We'll have to chop that down a little bit.
I really like it because I think it's really exciting. You're a serial entrepreneur and you this whole socially conscious culture. Talk to us. Let's jump in right there. Talk to us about what you mean by socially conscious culture.
Well, I think this, Lisa, I think, you know, organizations, corporations today, they need a paradigm shift. It's a new world. We all need to be looking out for each other. There has to be a social agenda in every one of these organizations or corporations. And so I work with organizations to really start getting them to think about, you know, how socially responsible that they can be. And there's multiple levels to that. And I just really believe, I feel bad personally for many workers in corporations today. I think it's a difficult place to be with the digital transformation going on. And therefore, Lisa, I feel like it's an unhealthy place to be because it's not fun anymore. And so that's what I'm trying to do is exactly. Make it fun.
And you got to be healthy.
You know, you got to be healthy. But, you know, I've worked on programs for people's health. I've worked on all these programs. And then I finally realized, you know, after all these years, you know what? There's one thing. There's only really one thing. And people need to be happy in what they're doing. And people, the way you become happy in what you're doing is you have a purpose or a higher mission. And so what I try and do is work within these corporations to get the people, the individuals, to have a higher purpose, to have a personal mission, because I find if they do that and they take actions every day towards their purpose or their mission, they'll be happy people. And happy people are healthier.
That is very true. And, you know, I'd love to jump into some of these things that can help us with this. And the first one you have is to be purposeful, have a personal goal and a heartfelt reason for accomplishing it.
Yes, that to me is the most important thing. And I work with people, a lot of people, all different walks of life and all different social statuses, you know, money places. I mean, just doesn't matter. All of us need to be purposeful. And it might sound like, oh, we've heard that before, but if you really think about it, I don't care who the individual is. I don't care what the age is. If you live with purpose every day, there's something that makes you want to get out of bed in the morning, that makes you want to just get at it, and it's liberating. So if you have the most boring job in the world, but you have to do it to pay the mortgage, pay the rent, you know, pay for gas, do it. But beyond that job, have a higher purpose. And that might be something as simple as helping out your local pet adoption center. You know, they don't have to be big things, but you got to have some type of reason for getting up in the morning beyond making money to pay the bills.
Yes, and that makes such a huge difference in your health and just, again, your happiness, like you mentioned. You also talk about something that you have a philosophy, chop water, carry water. Explain that, because the next one, make sure you are mindful about carrying water and doing something for someone else. So explain what all that means.
Well, it's really an ancient proverb. It's actually chop wood, carry water.
Oh, chop wood.
So what I was trying to,
I thought something sounded funny.
But I was really trying to say, how can we really simplify this just to a couple things that everyone can do every day? So let's say, Lisa, you have a purpose, right? And
yes.
And the purpose might be, it could be anything, but and I don't care how small or how big. But what you do is every day chop wood, and that means every day do something towards your goal. Do an email. Do a phone call, do a a write-up or a journal login, whatever it is, one thing towards your personal goal. But at the same time, there's one other thing you have to do every day, and that is do something for someone else. So the ancient proverb was chop wood to make sure you had heat and cooking capability in the evening, and carry water was typically the woman who would go down to the river, carry the water, and make sure that the family had water to drink. And so every day, if you have a purpose, whatever that might be, and just do one thing. And what's interesting is if you do, just think about it in a month. If you do 30 things to your goal, just think how powerful that is. And all you did was one thing each day. And it might be one phone call, one email, one article, one book read, whatever it might be, or one paragraph read or one page read, but it adds up. And then if you think about 30 things done for other people, boy, that's going to change your whole paradigm and the way you look at life, because, you know, the one thing, the oxymoron always with doing something for somebody else, it satisfies your compassion and heart more than it does the other person, right? So if you think about the magnitude of that over a month or a couple month period, you know, and it's very simple. So that's why it's just chop wood and carry water. You know, a lot of people, they go back to Karate Kid, right? Wax on, wax off.
Oh, yeah.
and it's very, very similar to the same thing. Just to me, if people are chopping wood and doing it every day and carrying water for somebody else every day, it just makes a huge difference in how they feel. Their cortisol levels decline. I mean, all kinds of things in the system, if you will, or the biosphere change, and they all change for the good.
Now, Anthony, what advice do you have for people who are doing these things? They're chopping wood, they're carrying water, they're doing that one thing every day, but they're still, maybe their goal is so huge that it's going to take a lot longer. How do you stay motivated? Keep on, you know, stay on target.
Yeah, you know what? There's never a goal too big or too high. The one thing I want to really tell you. I love when people aspire higher. So I would never say a goal's too high. But where the disconnect may be is maybe the goal's not the real person. You know, maybe the goal's because it's going to sound, you know, exciting to somebody else. That's one of the big issues here, and especially about purpose. It has to be from our heart. And I would venture to say the only time that I've ever seen it not work is when the real purpose wasn't heartful. It wasn't from the heart. It was maybe from an outside influence, maybe a mother or father or a peer or somebody thought it was cool, but it's not really what the person wanted to do. So even though they're chopping wood every day, it's not having the effect because they're not doing what their heart says to do on a daily basis.
Oh, I like that. So sometimes you have to really rethink what you're doing and make sure you're doing it for the right reasons and learn how to listen to yourself.
Right. And the other thing, too, that I always tell everyone, hey, this is you. This is your personal program. If today you wake up and you want to change the world by, you know, making sure California has water, great, do it. But if tomorrow you wake up and go, man, I better change and just look at, you know, volunteering at my local church, beautiful, right? There's no one else looking at you but yourself. So you know, your happiness is really up to you. And I think there's simple ways. I think we're way too complex today, and we just got to simplify, have a purpose, take steps every day, and do something kind for someone every day.
Anthony, you are fantastic. You've got to come back. In the meantime, people can follow you on Twitter at Anthony Zolezzi. That's Anthony, Zolezzi. I'm so glad you're all listening to Naturally Savvy here on Radio MD. You can like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.